Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is the last program of January 2020. Already we're through 1/12 of the year. Isn't that amazing? And it's also in the week before the Kiwi Grass Festival, so you'll be hearing a little bit about that, but I'm still playing a real mixture of bluegrass, so I hope you'll stick with me for the next hour and just find out what I've got in my head and on my shelves and in the airwaves for you. That was a tune called 8th of February, and it was written by Colleen Trenwith, recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band on their Way Down South album. Came out about 2008. We've got the festival coming up. One of our visitors is Jean-Luc Leroux, formerly of France, now of New Caledonia, which is a very large island in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, and not too far from New Zealand. He's coming to stay and enjoy the festival, and this is a tune you might hear from him at the festival. It's called Ma Mendo e Moi.
Il m'arrive de me demander, pourrait-elle donc me raconter ma mandoline qui me suit depuis tant d'années? Pourrait-elle un jour se confier? Elle me suit depuis si longtemps, on se connaît si bien, on sait bien qu'on ne se cache rien. On est comme un vieux couple, il suffit de se regarder pour se comprendre sans se parler. Ma Mendo et moi, on est à l'unisson, on s'écrit l'un l'autre nos chansons. Où je vais, elle va, on ne se quitte pas, on voyage au pas de nos voix. Elle est toujours à mes côtés, elle m'écoute souvent sans manger. Quand je la sors de son étui pour pouvoir en jouer, elle est toujours prête à raisonner. Elle a connu la joie, la peur et puis aussi la peine, les sentiments qu'on éprouve sur scène. Enfin elle me donne aussi la force d'affronter sur scène le trac et l'anxiété. Ma Mendo et moi, on est à l'unisson, on s'écrit l'un l'autre nos chansons. Où je vais, elle va, on ne se quitte pas, on voyage au pas de nos voix. Dans mes voyages à l'étranger, elle essaye de ne pas me déranger. Elle ne prend pas beaucoup de place, elle est facile à caser, elle n'est pas un problème pour voyager. Je suis si fier de la montrer quand je la présente à mes amis, elle ne me déçoit jamais. On ne peut plus se quitter, on est des amis pour la vie, on sait jurer fidélité. Ma Mendo et moi, on est à l'unisson, on s'écrit l'un l'autre nos chansons. Où je vais, elle va, on ne se quitte pas, on voyage au pas de nos voix.
Jean-Luc Leroux and Ma Mendo e Moi. And for those of you that were following the words, you will have noticed that it's all in French. He sings sometimes in English and sometimes in French, a very versatile performer on mandolin or guitar. And his set is at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon out at Kiwigrass. That's at the Mighty River Domain in Karapiro, just south of Cambridge in New Zealand. So get along if you can, just for one day. The Saturday or the Sunday is good too. And the Friday night concert, of course, will be good, but if you could only come one day, come on the Saturday. At the festival, we'll be sort of making a tribute to Flat and Scruggs, a rather unusual tribute, I have to say. I've been involved in it. Such a big influence on the music, on bluegrass music in general, and they have an immense presence whenever you talk about bluegrass music. And I thought I'd play a tune from them. This was recorded in 1959. It's a banjo instrumental called Ground Speed. And I always wondered about why it was called that. But then I found out that Earl Scruggs, after having a couple of serious car accidents while travelling to gigs, got his pilot's license and actually flew cross-country many times to get to gigs, to avoid travelling for hours and hours and hours on the motorway. And ground speed is something that you notice when you're in a small plane. Speed of travel is often measured in ground speed, and that's why he called it ground speed. Version of an instrumental called Ground Speed by Flat and Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Love the fiddle break by Paul Warren, and of course the double break by Buck Graves is pretty good too. Well, we won't be having Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers at the festival, but who knows, one time we might get them out there. Wonderful bluegrass band. Joe Mullins is the leader and plays banjo, does the tenor harmonies, Mike Terry mandolin, Evan McGregor fiddle, Dwayne Sparks guitar, and Randy Barnes on bass. They all get to sing quite a bit and do some fine songs. Here's one called Every Road Leads Back to You.
Five-piece band. I'm just trying to make a living with a guitar in my hand. I've seen the New York City skyline and I've felt the L.A. blues. I've worked every gig from here to Saskatoon. I stay in two-bed hotels in the cities where I roam. But I've never laid my body down in one that felt like home. I guess home is where the heart is, and my heart is home with you. Still after years of chasing rainbows, every road leads back to you.
Every road leads back to you. Though you sometimes feel neglected,
there's nothing that means as much to me as you.
I was born to sing the blues.
Every road leads back to you. Last night we worked in Denver. I guess we put on quite a show. But I left the hotel restless with nowhere to go. I walked down snowy city sidewalks through the silent avenues. And as the sun came up, I realized every road leads back to you.
Every road leads back to you. Though you sometimes feel neglected,
there's nothing that means as much to me as you.
I was born to sing the blues.
Every road leads back to you.
Every road leads back to you. Though you sometimes feel neglected,
there's nothing that means as much to me as you.
I was born to sing the blues. Guess I'll always sing these blues. Every road leads back to you.
Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with a great tune there. Tune that's recently come to my awareness is one called Lorena, which is a real old tune from the Civil War days. Thanks very much, Anne Lyons, for introducing me to this tune. It's a lovely tune, sounds great on Dobro. And Mike Aldridge liked this tune a lot, and he brought it into the Seldom Scenes repertoire as an instrumental. And they recorded it live on the 15th anniversary, live at Kennedy Centre album. But I have a later recording of it by Seldom Scene. Long Time Seldom Seen is the name of the album, and this is one of the later incarnations of the group. Dudley Connell is playing guitar, doing some vocal work. Lou Reed is doing some vocal work and playing mandolin. Ben Eldridge is playing guitar. Fred Travers is playing the dobro part. Ricky Simpkins fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins bass. And just a note about the song, the lyrics to the song were written as a love poem in 1856 by the Reverend Henry D.L. Webster, and Joseph Philbrick Webster wrote the music. The song was first published in Chicago in 1857, and it was popular on both sides of the American Civil War. It's just a lovely tune. So let's listen to Lorena.
Thank you.
was the tune Lorena by Seldom Seen, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful tune. I always say to people who are learning some Dobro, I said, find a really pretty tune, because playing a real nice tune always sounds best on Dobro. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're a big store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where the program comes from. They have been part of local music for more than 50 years, and you go in, there's a great big shop. All the assistants are musicians. They can all help you. Great range of guitars, banjos, fiddles, ukuleles, electric instruments, amplifiers, microphones, all the accessories, strings and picks and straps and stands for your guitar, as well as a big section on books and how to play. Go and see Shearer's, say thanks for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm delighted that they have chosen to sponsor me. I bought my first Framus banjo from them. I remember the feeling of opening the case and looking and thinking, that's a five-string banjo. It's the first one I'd ever seen. And so they were right there at the start of my music playing. Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. Thank you very much. Big hello to all the people listening on New Zealand Access radio stations right throughout the country, different times of the week and the day and the evening. But I appreciate you listening. And all the people listening on the Canadian Access radio stations, thank you. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, I really love the fact that it's played on Bluegrass Planet Radio, and lots of people there listen to it as a podcast or directly from the station as a live stream. All the people who listen as a podcast, maybe as part of Spotify or just whatever source you find your podcast, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate the fact. Let's hear another band that's coming out to Kiwigrass. We'll be delighted to have back Bluegrass Parkway from Western Australia. Long way to travel to New Zealand. They do a fine job. They're one of the traditional bands. They present themselves traditionally. All the guys are in suits and hats, and Maria is always in a beautiful dress, and they sing some great bluegrass music just like this one. In fact, I'll probably ask them to do this one. Alone in the Moonlight, Bluegrass Parkway.
Sitting alone in the moonlight, thinking about the days gone by, saying goodbye. Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart has found her another, and now she's far about the day.
sitting alone in the moonlight, thinking about the days gone by, wondering about my darling. I can still hear her saying goodbye.
Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say,
Bluegrass Parkway, and in just a few days' time you'll be able to see them at the Kiwigrass Festival. Let me tell you a little bit more about that. If you go to www.kiwigrass.nz, you'll find out all about it, as well as be able to get your ticket. Friday night concerts, Saturday is the big day. There's stuff going on the whole day, really. Concerts, workshops, there's always at least a couple of options of music to watch, and there's a walk-up stage where you never know who you're going to see. We've got, coming from the USA, the Lonely Heartstring Band, and we'll be delighted to have them back. They love coming to New Zealand, and the crowds really enjoy their music. AJ Lee and Blue Summit from the USA. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. AJ Lee is a dynamic young singer, and she and her band will really wow the crowd. I know that. Bluegrass Parkway from Australia. Cool Grass from Australia. You can't afford to miss them. They are so good. 9 Mile Creek from Australia. Great band. Jean-Luc Leroux and Friends from New Caledonia. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Yes, we'll be there. You, Me, Everybody from New Zealand. We played a little bit last week, and I've got a little bit more to play again this week as well. Wires and Wood from New Zealand. Pippi Pickers from New Zealand. Hot Diggity from New Zealand. Valley Bluegrass from New Zealand, and many more. It's going to be a great event out at the Mighty River Domain, Lake Karapiro, Cambridge. And from the weather we've been having and the way the weather forecast is going, it's going to be fine hot weather, so you'll need plenty of sunscreen and a sun hat. You an opportunity to wear that big cowboy hat you bought on your last trip to the USA and keep the sun off your face. It's a lovely sight right on the banks of a lake that's formed by the damming of the Waikato River at Karapiro. So there's a big lake there that's used for water sports, and lots of trees, a cafe out there, there'll be food trucks, a great event. www.kiwigrass.nz, and we'll see you there. Come up and say hi and say I heard about this on Back Porch Bluegrass. Whatever. We had some traditional bluegrass music from Bluegrass Parkway. Let's have a bit more from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. Danny Paisley plays guitar, does lead and tenor vocals. Michael Paisley plays bass. TJ Lundy plays fiddle. Bob Lundy plays banjo. And Donnie Eldrith plays mandolin and does lead vocals. Very much a family group. The Paisleys and the Lundys have been long associated with each other playing bluegrass music. And Danny's dad, Bob Paisley, was the original singer for the band. Passed away in 2004, I think it was. Here's a couple of tunes from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. I'm coming back, but I don't know when. It's an old Charlie Munro song. And then at the end of a long, lonely day.
Mm-hmm. victory. Our God is help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when.
Well, that's at the end of a long, weary day, a long, lonely day by Danny Paisley and the Southern Glass. I hope you enjoyed that. Or one of the bands that you're likely to see when you come to Kiwi Grass is You, Me, Everybody. And that's the Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and vocals, Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin, fiddle and vocals from the Roadworks band, James Gielick on double bass, Nat Talkington on banjo and Kim Bonington on vocals. They have a brand new CD out. I'm going to play a track for you now from it. It's called Gone, and here it comes.
Well, the cities these days, they all look the same. It's like one is the other with a different name. Reflection of society, living that day. Oh, I'll be back all the same. Yeah, 'cause I'm gone, gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same, but today I cannot stay. But once you're on the road, there's an aching in your heart, tearing you apart. Won't you take all the doubt and throw it all away? Yeah, you'll be back all the same, because you're gone, gone for not so long. You'll be back again all the same, but today you cannot stay. Starts off empty with nothing inside, but maybe one day it could be filled with fine wine. But when will that happen? Or if it's meant to be, who am I to judge fittingly? Because I'm gone, gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same, but today I cannot stay. I'm gone, gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same, but today I cannot stay. Because I'm gone, gone for not so long. I'll be back again all the same, but today I cannot stay.
Everybody, and they'll be at Kiwi Grass delighting the crowd, as you can well imagine. You're listening to us. I'm Paul Trendworth, playing you some of the music that I love to play. It's a little bit of other activity going on around Hamilton, certainly, for those that are listening to this as a live radio broadcast. Morrinsville Country Music Club on the second Friday of the month, of course, and that will be 14th of February this year. Have a concert at the Rotary Community Hall, and the featured guests are the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. So come along. We'll be doing a real mixture of songs that I'm pretty sure are going to delight you. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month in 2020. That's going to be on the 23rd of February. We're at our new premises, the Waikato Contract Bridge Club Hall. That's in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. Wonderful place to hold it. We had a great time last time, and I think you'll enjoy the new premises and the fun. We'll be talking about Kiwigrass and doing lots of playing. Everyone playing new songs, of course. One of my new favourite bands is a band called Flat Lonesome. They do a fine job of some songs. So it's time we had a gospel song, and we'll be hearing a song called In the Morning. And then we're just having a bluegrass song, Mixed Up Mess of a Heart. Flat Lonesome, Kelsey Robertson Harrigal, mandolin and vocals. She does a lovely job. Charlie Robertson, fiddle and vocals. Both great singers. Buddy Robertson, guitar and vocals. Paul Harrigal, banjo and a bit of guitar. And mandola. Michael Stockton plays the dobro. And Dominic Illingworth, the bass. And they just play a wide range of bluegrass music with some wonderful harmonies. So let's listen. Singing In the Morning is written by Kelsey and being sung lead by Charlie, and then Mixed Up Mess of a Heart, Buddy does lead vocal on that. It's a Merle Collins song. It's a Merle Haggard song. Ah, that's interesting to read. Okay, here's Flat Lonesome.
listen or pay me no mind.
You poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart.
Yeah, I watched her buy her tickets in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I heard her say one way, please, to Denver. She's going to meet that other guy, and it won't do her no good to cry, cause she's wearing his ring on her finger.
Oh, you poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart. You little bitty woman going to tear you all apart.
You wouldn't listen or pay me no mind.
You poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart.
She stepped aboard that midnight train, bound to take her far away forever. Well, I watched the taillight fade away, knowing she was gone to stay, and I wish this broken heart was leaving with her.
Oh, you poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart. You let a little bitty woman go and tear you all apart.
Well, I warned you a thousand times, but you wouldn't listen or pay me no mind.
Poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart. Oh, you poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart. You let a little bitty woman go and tear you off.
A thousand times, but you wouldn't listen or pay me no mind.
You poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart.
Oh, you poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart.
Oh, you poor, broke, mixed up mess of a heart.
Oh, don't they do a great job? That's Flat Lonesome, and that's a Merle Haggard song, Poor Old Mixed Up Mess of a Heart. Sounds great, bluegrass style. Last program, I spoke to you about some little inserts or fan IDs that we can do. And thanks very much, Ed, for sending yours in. We'll be in processing it this week and should hear it soon. These are little inserts that we can put between songs. These days on Access Radio, we have a new format to work to. And these inserts will help us achieve that format. And it's something that you can record on your cell phone or any other way you like to do it, and then email it to me at paultrenwith@gmail.com. That's paultrenwith at gmail.com. And this is the general format. I'll use my name and where I'm from, and this is the sort of thing that you can say. Hi, this is Paul Trenwith from Hamilton, New Zealand, and you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with host Paul Trenwith. So just that sort of thing, and have your name and where you're from in there, and we process it and put it into a format that can fit into the show, and that way we'll meet all our Access Radio overlord requirements. Okay, sound fun? Well, this is the sort of banjo tune you might hear when you're hanging around Kiwigrass, see a banjo player and a guitarist and a bass player maybe sitting under a tree to keep out of the sun. It's from Tony Ellis and his son Bill Ellis. They stayed with me when they came to New Zealand, and they were wonderful company and excellent people to have. Tony is a real nice guy, has real bluegrass credentials, played with Bill Monroe back in the 1950s, and but these days pursues a sort of more laid-back style of banjo. This is from his Dixie Banner CD, and it's a tune called Big Bad Red. And Tony's playing banjo, Bill, his son, is playing guitar, and bass and harmonica are played by Jack Herrick. Here's Big Bad Red.
Big Bad Red.
That's Big Bad Red from Tony Ellis, Bill Ellis and Jack Herrick. Last week I mentioned that Bill Emerson, one of my favourites in the world of banjo playing, was inducted into the IBMA Hall of Fame. The Kentucky Colonels were also inducted into the IBMA Hall of Fame in September 2019, and they were a wonderful band, very progressive for their time. This is a 1964 recording of the Kentucky Colonels. Roland White on mandolin, Clarence White on guitar, Billy Ray on banjo, and Bobby Sloan on fiddle. We hear him later with J.D. Crow and does some fine playing. Leroy Mack on a bit of dobro, and Roger Bush on bass. And here is a recording of I Am a Pilgrim. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the different offerings that I've had this week. Join me again next week, however you're listening, on live radio, live streaming, or on a podcast somewhere. I'll always have a range of bluegrass music, and I should hope to have some real nice interviews from the people who come to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear it out with I Am a Pilgrim from the Kentucky Colonels.